Welcome to Brand Badasses. I'm Bud.
And I'm Jeffrey. And you know, I know what we want to talk about today. I don't think I told you yet.
No, what are we talking about?
So last episode, we were talking about behaviors in your business.
Right.
We talked about how the heart and the head lead to habits.
Mm-hmm.
So I got thinking, as you run your own business, you tend to overdo it. A lot of people do, right?
Sure.
But are you a machine? Can you keep up that kind of pace and still get the results you want? So I kind of want to talk about how overdoing the habits and the behaviors,
right,
like working too much, too hard, you can get in your own way. I kind of want to talk about that. What do you think?
I think that's a good one. Yeah, because last week was really, or last episode, whenever you listen to it, really broke down the process. But, you know, how do you keep that up?
Right.
So you got to be a machine? Do you? I don't know.
Here's the thing. And here's what I got thinking about as far as, no, I was thinking in context of brand and marketing and advertising. Can you believe it?
You were thinking that?
I was.
How about that?
So being a machine in your business is like glorified. It's this piece. Think about the Energizer Bunny.
Keeps
going and going and going. And this is a positive thing, so to speak. What about...
It's great for your Walkman, at least.
Wow, you just aged yourself big time. But how do you... I mean, even the Energizer Bunny, the batteries eventually die.
Right.
And you want to be able to replace them or recharge them. So we need to think about how we get recharged in our business, how we refresh, whether not just a brand, but just our own energy, our own inspiration, and get going again.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we know when to say when and find the balance?
Right.
You're way better at that than me.
Am I?
Yeah.
At Why
finding
do you think?
Balance?
Why do you think that? I don't know.
So you'll block time to say, hey, I am going to go play kickball.
Sure.
Or I'm going to go for a hike.
Yeah.
And then you do it. Right? Like, you do it.
Sometimes it doesn't actually happen.
Right.
But, you know,
because of extenuating circumstances. But talking about self-care, you're a way better example of that than I am, because I'll go, oh, well, I can hike tomorrow because I'm in the zone. I want to finish this or whatever.
Well, that's also the glory of being self-employed is, you know, or the boss of your company, right? You can do whatever you want, whenever you want, as long as it doesn't affect your clients, your business growth, and your output, right?
Right. And not taking care of yourself can do that. Because have you ever seen somebody, a business owner, who is suffering from burnout that is as positive of an influence and inspirational for the employees, which is the internal part of that 360-degree brand?
Yeah, I think there's one guy that's burning out right now. And he's one of the biggest, most powerful businesses out there, Tesla.
Right?
Just crashing right now. He's the Energizer Bunny. When you really look at it, he's a great case of someone who's always going, always pushing, always driving, always tweeting. I think Twitter is probably going to kill everyone.
Trying to keep up with it?
Right.
Those
are the Energizer Bunnies out there that everybody's looking at. Everybody's expecting them to keep going and going and going.
So is burnout knocking on that door?
Yeah.
It will eventually. You do not have an unlimited energy supply, no matter how intense you are or how scrape off the ceiling vibration you have. Think of that.
Yeah.
The inspiration that started that company, that has sustained it thus far, the energy around the people who work there, who love it, who are doing it.
Right.
Without that energy behind it and that constant inspiration, that begs the question, does it have to be constant or does it just have to be consistent?
Right, right. And two very different things.
Right? If you are regenerating, refreshing, finding ways to be inspired yourself, then you can continue to spread that light and that energy to the people who surround you, whether it is your clients, your friends, your mm-hmm. family, your employees, your team, your trusted advisor, your coaches, the people you coach, mentors, mentees. I mean, think about all of the, what are those called? Not levels, but, and not tiers, ranges maybe?
Sure.
Of inspiration that you have
mm-hmm.
that just spread outward and outward and outward. You can only serve so many.
Right.
If you're not taking care of yourself.
I don't know why this just popped into my head, but think of like a cotton ball on a table, right? What's better to get it from one side of the table to the other side of the table by blowing it, right? Short little bursts or one giant blow? Probably the short little burst, because depending on the length of the table, and in a small business, that table goes on for infinity. So as long as you're just little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit, you're consistent, you're going to move that thing all the way.
It keeps moving forward.
But if you just take a big, big, you know, gasp of air and then push it at it one time, sure, that ball's going to move far, but it's not going to, you're going to need to recharge. You're going to need to suck in some more air again so that way you could drive that again. And now you're getting winded. You know, you're just, you can't keep doing that over and over again. So there's a lot to be said about consistency.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
Well, you need that, to your point, you need that recovery period.
Yes.
You couldn't, no matter who you are, you couldn't run a marathon every single day.
Right.
Infinitely.
Right.
You would run the marathon and then you would recover and do the ice bath, ugh, and all that, and then do it again and do it again.
But then different things break down in that situation, you know. That's right. A great analogy too, because, you know, now your feet hurt, right? All right, well, you recover. And then your knees hurt.
Or you have a shin splint.
And then, you trip, right? And now you have to recover from that. There's all sorts of different things that can go wrong. That's, you know, when you keep driving and driving and driving, there's the other thing that I wanted to say about that was your recovery period, right? So your recharge, that becomes really important. But if you're constantly recharging, you can go longer, farther, and faster, rather than burning out and then having to go to Tibet for a week or a month or 3 months to completely rebuild. And I think that's where Elon Musk is. He's ready for a Tibet, like, you know, sit with the monks for like 6 months, recharge his batteries, and then come back in, you know.
Because he depleted all the way instead of recharging before.
Which is really ironic because he owns a battery company. You know, you would think.
Wow.
You would think that he would have like an edge on understanding the recharge process.
You know what, though? That doesn't mean that you have to go against, going back to heart head habits, that doesn't mean you have to go against your natural tendency toward energy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't mean, I know everybody always says, well, it's a marathon, not a sprint. To your cotton ball analogy, right, though, those are little sprints.
Right.
And if that's what works for your energy level, mm-hmm. then by all means, do it in little sprints. I mean, maybe it's the coach to 5K, I mean, couch to 5K thing, where you're walking for a minute,
running for 4 minutes,
mm-hmm. walking for a minute, running for 4 minutes. And then
you still need that day off.
Right.
There's always going to be a day off that you need, you know, because you need that to recharge your, I mean, obviously that stuff works for your muscles. Why wouldn't it work for your business?
Right.
It should totally transition. And as long as you have that consistent messaging, you should be fine with pushing forward at all times. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you're always doing the same thing.
Right.
It just means that you're consistent in your growth.
Which brings up this whole 5-day work week weekend thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who said? Did you know that I was reading a study? Don't you hate it when I bring this stuff up and I can't even cite it? We'll put it in the show notes. I was reading this study that people are more productive on a 4-day work week if it's the Wednesday they take off. So they work Monday, Tuesday, and just bust ass.
Right.
Take Wednesday off, work hard again Thursday, Friday, because they know they're getting Saturday, Sunday off.
Yeah.
So there's these, it's the sprint thing, right? I can really work hard for 10 hours straight 2 days in a row, but I can't do it for 20.
Right. Or you might even be better off just working an 8-hour day instead, you know, do 4 8-hour days and really, because how much time is wasted in a 40-hour work week with your average employee?
Oh, a lot.
I mean, they're looking at Facebook, they're coming, they're getting coffee, they're going to the, you know, they're talking at the water cooler.
Well, Monday mornings are known to be
forget about
the weekend, right?
So why not take just shave that out, give that time to those people, make it valuable, and really, really let them appreciate the time that they're there.
So let's look at that from an internal
mm-hmm.
brand perspective.
Sure.
What would that do for company morale if you're saying, look, you got to get all your work done, but we're not...
Through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, we're everybody's going to work. Wednesday.
Everybody's going to get the work done, right? Like, that's the expectation. I've never worked in an office that didn't have deliverables and deliverable times. Well, it didn't matter if I finished the project at 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock, it was still going out the door at 5. So why not just do it until 4, right?
Right.
You use that time. Well, what if, you know, you had Wednesday off, like you said in this situation? You know, now you're gonna still work the same amount of You're going to come up with the same amount of great ideas. You're going to come up with the same amount of energy, but it's going to be concentrated towards, you know, the end goal, right? Results-oriented work environment. And if you can give back to your employees, they're going to give to you tenfold.
I think for the most part, you're right. If you look at...
That may not work in a fast food chain.
Well, I was going to say the retail industry, fast food... service industries and retail, that sort of thing, hospitality.
Right.
They're already using that philosophy to a certain degree mm-hmm. in that you're getting your 40 hours in, you might have Tuesday and Saturday off.
Right.
And when you come off a day off, you're refreshed and absolutely. Energized.
Absolutely. Unless it's a holiday weekend, because that's when it screws everything up. Because then you've got, like, you're partying hard on Sunday, and then Monday you're like, I don't know what's going on. And then, you know, you're like, oh, man, it's Tuesday already. What happened?
So think about what that would do with the cliche, to the cliche,
right?
Hating Monday.
Yeah.
For instance, you and I, Well, I don't even know what day it is most of the time, and I have to ask. I don't hate Mondays. I love our work.
Right, because you're passionate about it.
And if I want to take a Wednesday afternoon off to go do whatever, you don't care.
No, not at all.
Because I'm going to get my work done.
And that's the main thing. So to avoid the burnout stage, right, you need to constantly be recharging. Almost like your iPhone.
Not constantly.
I've got plugs all over my house.
Didn't we talk about that?
Consistently, yes.
Consistently.
Consistently.
It is about consistency and not constancy.
Constancy?
Is that a word?
I don't think so.
What are words? They're things you say.
There we
if
go.
I said it, it's a word.
Somewhere. Absolutely. So, yeah, so consistency, but I'm talking about not only consistency in your business, but also consistency in your recharging.
And self-care.
Right. Absolutely.
Be consistent about it.
So how do you know when to say when? I mean, yeah, there's that whole Wednesday thing. That's just an idea that we just threw out there. And I like it a lot because I think I'm not going to do anything on Wednesdays from here on out. But
that's what you think.
But how do you know when to say when?
Self-awareness, right?
But what does that mean? Some people don't have that.
It's true. Maybe it's one of those habits we need to develop when we look at our heart and our head. Mm-hmm. We look at our passion. We look at our own energy levels and take stock of that and access it. Because if you even took just you and I, mm-hmm. our burnout stages are very different.
Right. I usually burn out after, what, 2 hours?
You have about a 90-minute attention span.
Okay, thanks.
But you only need 15 to 20 minutes and you're back at it.
Right.
And that's one thing that's really great, because I can push you to go just a little bit longer and then take your longer break. And you're really good about saying, holy shit, woman, take a day off.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I think that's the thing is not only being self-aware, but then also be aware of others too. You know, give them the space they need so that way you're not hounding on them, pushing them, driving them beyond where they want to go. You know, if you're constantly providing that pressure, they're not given the opportunity to be consistent with their recharging.
Right. Maybe that's the next worksheet we need to develop is take a look at your intensity, take a look at your stamina, and kind of figure out what your consistent recharge level needs to be. And especially as a small business owner, that gives you, which most of us did this for some of the freedom,
mm-hmm.
right? Then it gives you an opportunity and justification and support,
right,
to say, hey, it's okay for you to take a minute for you.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that everybody needs to explore, because, you know, there's nothing like recharging, you know, and some things you can do. You know what I do? I go out and I get active. I go play sports. I play tennis. I play kickball. If you haven't, you know, played kickball as an adult, it's absolutely insane. I know you've played kickball a few times, win some tournaments and whatnot for when you were with the newspaper, right?
Yeah, I love that.
It's a great way to kind of get out. Not everybody has to be super athletic to do it, which makes it, you know, fun for everyone.
Or dodgeball.
Or dodgeball is a big one.
Smash somebody in the face with a ball.
This is true. You take your aggressions out on the dodgeball court. Or going out for a walk, going out for a hike, going out for a run, you know,
going to the beach.
Yeah. Go to the beach and just chill. Just, you know, put on sunglasses and lay there and relax and take in the heat and, you know, breathe in some of that fresh air. I mean, I guess it depends on what beach you're at, but yeah.
You know, though, some people it's losing yourself in a book or a movie.
Mm-hmm. A movie for a long time was a way for me to get out and recharge. You know, that 2 hours of just stepping away from reality was really, really helpful for me to get back into it, especially when I was doing a lot of film work and video work. It, you know, kind of inspired me on different shots, different angles. You know, so if it's something you can do to recharge that also inspires you, that's a great, and you're going to get a quicker recharge out of that.
Travel.
Mm-hmm. And travel is great. Day. Travel does take time though, so you have to be very cautious. You know, local travel might be good, little staycation kind of thing, or just getting away for the day, going up to a different part of town, going and exploring. You know, go find some cool eateries. You know, different places right. to check out that you haven't been before, just to refresh and make your brain activate. In spots that just haven't been activated in a while.
And from a business branding standpoint, Bud, mm-hmm. to your point, what if you are providing opportunities to your own team
mm-hmm.
to be doing these things, getting excursions. Little ways of
team building?
Yeah, or even individually mm-hmm. providing an opportunity for them to recharge at a new eatery that's opening around the corner
yeah.
or a new aquarium or museum or that sort of thing, where you're providing that sort of escape for your own team that doesn't cost a lot of money, but can give itself back to you tenfold by the way they treat your customers.
Yep.
Because of the way they feel about your brand and pull it through.
Yep. You want them to be excited about it's not just work. And so, you know, are you a machine? Yes, we are all machines. There's no doubt about it. We have to be machines, but our machines need to be configured in a way that we can also recharge and maintain.
And some of them need less maintenance than others.
That's
some
true.
Run longer. Some run at a higher level.
Yeah. Yeah.
And every single machine does its job. And it works.
For sure. Well, let's close it out there. That was a great talk about, you know, avoiding burnout and how to recharge. Thank you for checking out the podcast. We do this for free as a part of our passion to help business owners grow their brands. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and rate and review us on iTunes or through your favorite podcatcher. Have a question? Email us through hello@blazeexperts.com. And as always, check us out on our website, blazeexperts.com. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Twitters. Whatever. All those guys. All right. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Keep your machine running.